News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, thousands of homeowners with smart electricity meters have been warned that devices may be malfunctioning, leading to consumers being overcharged. And Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with The Independent, who broke the story, joins us. Good morning to you, Charlie. First of all, how many people are affected by this and what's going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of people with smart meters which are not issuing bills, or they're not issuing indications of what's been used. So there, people are still getting estimated bills. About 80,000 are probably affected by this. After a lot of questioning of ESB networks, they said to me, look, if there is, most of them work fine. 95% of the meters they've installed are fine. They've installed about 1.6 million. But about 5% of them, which is 80,000, have what they call connectivity issues. Now, the smart meter is linked to the billing systems in energy companies through a mobile signal. But in many cases, these are just not working. So people have been warned, you know, that you'd be getting that these people affected by this are getting bills which are huge, bumper bills, because the bills are not being read properly, you know. So the idea of a smart meter is you shouldn't have anybody coming to your home to read the meter. It should automatically indicate what you're using and pass that information on, but it's not happening in cases. So I've had, I just started working on this when a lot of people got on to me after I wrote about a billing issue at SSE Electricity. And people from different providers said to me, real issue with my bill, can't get a bill, or there is a problem with the estimated bill being sent, or usage is way off. You know, it's very hard to read that at the moment, given how many increases we've had. But people just realise these are just astronomical bills. It can't be right. So,
Charlie, forgive my ignorance. You would think a connectivity issue, though, so failing to connect properly, would undercharge your bill rather than overcharge your bill. Do we know why overcharging has been the result?
Yeah, we don't really, you know. And ESB networks say they're working with the provider of the transmission and. 3 Ireland, the mobile company, to try and make sure there isn't a problem. They say, look, it could be a problem if you're near trees or if your smart meter is in a basement. But in some cases, people are getting no bills. They're probably saying nothing. They're not the ones the ones I'm hearing about are predominantly ones where there are enormous bills, absolutely an astronomical bill.
And is this a case that the people are being affected by this with different electricity providers? It isn't just one company. It could be any of the companies that have smart meters?
It could be any of them. I mean, obviously ESB Networks is the network provider. They're installing the meters, and they are part of, Electric Ireland is part of their group, the ESB group. It's all the one. But it also affects people with Bord Gáis, with SSE Electricity, with, you know, Energia. It's a whole range of them.
All right.
So, look, I had one guy, I interviewed him in the paper there this morning, Jonathan Moran from Sligo, is a wedding photographer. His family, they actually moved out of their house at one stage because they were having so many problems with the bills. So they got a caravan, and just as part of the moving out, okay, we'll shut everything down. We won't use any electricity. We're going to be out of the house for a couple of months. They were still getting what he calls crazy bills. So there is an issue. It may be a small number of smart meters, but it's definitely something you need to check and keep an eye on.
And Charlie, lastly, how will somebody know if this is them? How will they know if they're affected? I mean, not everybody really is on top of their finances or knows how much their bill maybe should be.
I suppose the clear warning sign here is if you have a smart meter, yet you're still getting estimated bills. I mean, by definition, you should not be getting an estimated bill. And the other warning sign is if you're getting extremely high bills, which you think are abnormally high, get straight onto your supplier, get straight onto ESB Networks and say to them, look, I'm not sure this is right. I need this, you know. And there is a bit, seems at times to be a reluctance to believe people. But, you know, what I'm being told is there are problems. So, you know, it's not unheard of to have problems with this thing.
Okay.
It's going to happen if some of them are going to be malfunctioning.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with The Independent. Thank you for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.